Catherine Kenny was 32 years of age when she was found dead, lying in a doorway in Belfast on Saturday morning. Catherine is the fifth person to die in Belfast this year, who had been receiving help from homeless charities. In a brave move, her sister, Lee Marie, and brother-in-law have decided to speak out about the impact drugs had on Catherine's life. They say they don't want her death to be in vain. It's a very emotional interview, this. You may find it distressing. Lee Marie told me she's devastated.
Devastated. Heartbroken. Robbed. Robbed of an amazing young girl who absolutely would have helped the lowest and the lowest in society and in the country that we live in. And absolutely full of compassion, full of joy, full of let me help you. That was her motto, let me help you.
So tell me your sister's story. What happened?
We're going back many, many years, Stephen. We've had a very, very intense, a very long, intense battle with Catherine and her addiction to alcohol and drugs. We have been dealing with this since probably Catherine was about 16. Back then, it was never hard drugs. It was never anything other than, I don't know, a few wee stupid pills here and there and a few wee smokes of cannabis and what have you.
But then they got a hold of her. They gripped her.
Oh, yes. With a vengeance, Stephen. With an absolute vengeance. And it took hold of her. And we knew. And we heard it in her voice. And we heard that plea every day. And we talked to her every day.
So can you describe to me, when you say they got a hold of her, can you describe to me what you saw?
She went downhill, Stephen. She went downhill.
And you're Darren, and you're Lee Maria's husband.
Indeed, yeah. And it took a hold very quickly. It seemed to have moved from perhaps somebody who seems to have taken too much to drink, who would have been a regular drinker, to then just moving on the scale of what she was taking, and her addiction moved. And Catherine got to a dark place, Stephen, and unfortunately tried many times to get back on the path again and to come back, and was never able to come back. And I firmly believe that a lot of that was from not being able to avail of residential detox and addiction care. Everything in Northern Ireland seems to be very much out in the place. And for somebody who's very heavily addicted, that just simply doesn't work, because they're in their own environment and they're attending a course here and there throughout the day, and they're speaking to people, but they're still going back into the environment, and they're going back into the environment where people sell drugs, people use drugs, alcohol.
So she had lost her home by this stage. She was on the street by this stage, was she?
She'd moved. She'd lost numerous different properties, private rents. She kind of just moved herself from the house and moved to go to try to start somewhere afresh, and moved on numerous occasions to try to start again, and always thought to herself that a new house and a fresh start brought about, you know, a fresh outlook on life. But unfortunately, the demons just followed her everywhere she went.
So
11 months consecutively, Stephen, she's been on the street homeless.
And would you have visited her on the street?
Oh, God, yeah. On many occasions.
Lee Maria, what's it like to see your own sister on the street?
When you know, when you ask the question, every visit, every time I found her, and I always talked to her, I talked to her in the manner in which she understood, and only her and I can understand that manner, and I can't explain it, Stephen. There was no getting through to her, Stephen. there was simply no getting through to her, no matter what we offered her, no matter what we suggested, no matter what encouragement we give her, no matter how many times we told her we loved her. She knew we loved her, but it was never enough. And she always, at every opportunity we seen her meal with her, she always said, "See you later. See you later." And she just turned and walked to the life that she felt that she had to live.
And where we're at now is...
She said goodbye for one final time. And you'll not take it back yet.
I'm sorry, Lee Maria. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
2 weeks ago, we were reporting on the fourth homeless man to have died in Belfast.
Yeah.
Your sister is now the fifth person to have died in recent weeks. So she was pleading for help. Did she get it?
Stephen, there's help there for the homeless. I have to say, it's absolutely humbling, the help that is there through the Wellcome Foundation. I just cannot stress how much help is out there through Wellcome and Hope. And these people are offering support and offering help, but the difficulty is they're still limited, because whilst they themselves would admit that to take somebody from the street and move them directly into a residential rehabilitation program works, in Northern Ireland, we're not simply able to do that.
Can I give you an example, Stephen?
Of course.
On Tuesday, I spent the best part of the day on Tuesday in the Royal with Catherine. She had taken a fairly severe turn on Monday evening and was taken to the hospital. I went down to her on Tuesday morning and I had a fairly in-depth conversation with her. And I seen her in her eyes. I seen in her eyes for the first time in a very, very long time, Stephen, that she wanted help. And I believe that she wanted it. I made numerous phone calls to numerous residential places. And one in particular place I'll not mention. If you want to know what it later, Steve will tell you. And as soon as I could get her an interview to go to this particular residential unit to be assessed if she was willing to go in for residential, it was Tuesday the 5th of April. That was 3 weeks. 3 weeks, Stephen. What was I to do with my sister for 3 weeks? The hospital couldn't keep her. She wasn't medically that bad that they'd keep her. 3 weeks, Stephen.
How did you...
I just find that so hard to believe.
How did your sister die, Lee Maria?
There's no... at the minute, there's no cause of death, Stephen. Pathology report came back today.
Was she found on the street?
She was found. She was found on the street yesterday morning at 9 a.m. and she was dead.
Where was she?
She was in the doorway of a shop in Donegal Place.
I ask that question because I think that strikes all our hearts to die in a doorway on a street.
Yep.
And I know this is so painful to you, but I know that both you and Darren, you want to do this to convey that something needs to be done. You know, we're all talking as a society, what do we do? And this is the real raw pain now. And I'm really, really keen that Catherine, your sister, isn't described as just a homeless person.
No.
Her name is Catherine. She's your sister.
That's very important, Stephen, in that it's not just a dead body in the doorway of a homeless person that everybody would have walked past every single day. As we can see from the tributes in the doorway, this girl touched people's lives. As much as she was down her luck and was battling her own issues and her own demons, still is very, very well thought of and touched a lot of people's lives and had a family. And it just goes to show that addiction touches the rich, the poor. Drug abuse lives with us all. It's not just the people on the streets. You know, this Catherine had a family, had homes, you know, not just a person that constantly lived in the streets, but found herself living on the street, and it was all simply due to addiction, no other reason.
What can we do? What do you think we can do?
Eradicate the drugs.
Fix society,
Stephen.
Fix it.
Limit how much alcohol people can purchase. Increase the price of it. I had a conversation with a guy today, I'd say, the wee place where she was found dead on Saturday morning, and he said to me, you know, you can get 8 tins of beer for a fiver. Why would you buy yourself a KFC at £6 when you can buy yourself a pack of beer for a fiver? And that just struck, really, really struck home to me, Stephen. Why would the
legal high, Stephen, as well, seemed to be an issue from talking to a few of the homeless today. And, you know, a lot of it's addiction and a lot of it's a coping mechanism, as I would call it, in that blocks out the pain of being on the street, blocks out the cold, blocks out everything that's going on. And I think from different documentaries that have been on the television recently highlighting the homeless issue and how homeless people live, you know, there's a certain fear. It's not, you're not brave sleeping on the street. People that are homeless are scared and don't get a lot of sleep, etc. And I think that there's a coping mechanism there, and these legal highs, as they're calling them, yeah, seem to be prevalent in the UK, but in Northern Ireland particularly as well. And apparently it's very easily bought, cheaply bought, but has the potency is apparently unreal. And
Catherine had been taking legal highs, had she?
Yeah,
in fairness, Stephen, you know, we're prepared to go this far with it. And, you know, as far as I can make out and ascertain, that yeah, she would have probably taken anything.
And so do the people who sell those legal highs, and I've gone after them on a number of occasions, to the people that sell them, and we don't know the cause of your sister's death, but the legal highs certainly wouldn't have helped.
Not at all. They tormented our mind, Stephen.
Maybe you should tell those people who don't have any sense of guilt, who don't have any sense of conscience, maybe you should tell them what you're doing, what you're preparing.
I'm trying to find the strength to put together the clothes that my sister will be buried in on Wednesday. And I shouldn't have to be doing this.
Look, it's incredible for you both to be wanting to speak publicly about this. It really is. Our hearts go out to you. I mean that.
Thanks, Stephen.
I think I'm in two minds whether I should be interviewing you at this moment, because it feels exploitative, and yet you want to tell people how hurtful, how painful this is, and you want to tell people to waken up to what's happening on the streets.
We want to save a life.
Yeah.
We want to save a life. We want Catherine's life to not be wasted. We want somebody
else want
to change
their
course of life.
We don't want it to be in vain, Stephen. If we can, and she would be the first one to try and save someone's life, if she had have managed to find her way back from this, Stephen, I know, I have no doubt that she would have tried to save someone else's life. And if this helps, then, yeah.
Thank you for talking to us. Thank you.
You're welcome, Stephen.
Well, obviously, some of you listening to that interview this morning, you will have very real thoughts in your head as to how that's affected you and what you think should be done. We do walk past homeless people, don't we? We see them in the street. Quite a few of us walk past them. That story this morning isn't so much about homelessness, though, is it? That's about a life gripped by drugs. 0-30-30-80-55-55. Danny McQuillan from Extern with us this morning. Your reaction to that, Danny?
Well, good morning, Stephen. First of all, can I pass on the condolences of all and extern to Catherine's family? That was an extremely emotional and moving interview. And, you know, we just think that one death is one death too many. And nobody should be living, and certainly nobody should be dying on our streets in 2016.
Often when someone finds themselves homeless, there is an underlying reason. There's a story behind that story, which is clear in Catherine's story. It was drugs.
Stephen, we at Axterm believe that, you know, homelessness shouldn't define the person. And I think that was a really important part of the interview that you had with Catherine's family. It was to see the person behind the label. This was a person. It wasn't a homeless person. And in terms of homelessness, we just see that as being a point in the journey. And you can rebuild your lives. And every year, Exterm works with over 2,000 people who are affected by homelessness, providing one-to-one support. We provide 11,000 bed nights of accommodation every night, every year in Belfast. Although we're full, we never close our doors. We never walk away.
How does someone get themselves off the street?
It's a good question. They get off the street with support. Nobody would choose to live in the streets. But we, as we've heard, and as the case with many people, unfortunately, some people struggle with physical or mental ill health and often addiction issues. And what they need is one-to-one support, and they need a multi-agency approach to supporting these individuals, because no one organisation can do this on their own. But that is the way that we can turn people's lives around.
Okay. Danny, thank you very much indeed. Morning to you. Stefan and Lurgan. Morning, Stefan.
How you doing, Stephen?
Go ahead, sir.
Picking up on that lady's story there, just awful story, harrowing story. I feel for the girl and her family, you know, just like said off the bat. But the whole drinking drugs issue, people in this country tend to separate the two, you know, but the drink is a drug, you know, it's an awful drug. And
yeah, it devastates lives.
People have an awful relationship with drink in this country here. And, you know, if they want to, people talk about the gateway theory, which has been disproved on a number of occasions, but if you want to go down that road, drink is the problem in this country, you know. And as regards to dealing with drugs, the government and the people in charge in this country don't want to deal with drugs. They don't want to help people. They say they want to help people. They don't want to do anything. The status quo never changes. They don't want to embrace change. They'll do everything they can for drink, you know, but nothing ever seems to change, Stephen. You know, I know they could be taking a lot more positive action. You know, you only look at America and these different places that are legalizing different things. They're not calling legalization across the board, but you have to look at these things properly and go by the facts, you know. That's what I think.
It's just I'm very, very keen for this not to become a homeless woman dies in a doorway. You know, she had a name.
I know.
Her name was Catherine.
I know, Stephen. I know. But as you said, even yourself there at the start, that's one issue, and this maybe the issue I picked on up is a different issue. Maybe I shouldn't bring that up, but I think maybe the two are connected. I know it is. It is awful. It's awful for that girl and her family. It's happening all too often, Stephen. I've heard it several times on your show here on BBC Radio also the past few weeks, and it's not on. You know, they have to take real action here. This talk's cheap. They take real action.
Stefan, thank you. Morning to you.
No problem. Good morning, Stephen. Bye.